And we welcome Joe Elliott back to our show here at Q104.3. How you doing, Joe?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And good morning to you. You must be very excited. A brand new Def Leppard album. Yeah! With an exclamation point. Will be released on Tuesday.
I like that. You actually very observant there.
Well, good. Well, the exclamation point is an important part of the title.
Damn right it is.
Because it conveys your enthusiasm for the songs, all 14 of them that are on it.
You don't need me in this interview. You can do it yourself.
Well, it seems to me that there are a few things that are very exciting about this project. And we enjoyed our conversation a couple of months ago when you called us on the phone early in the morning and we played your Badfinger cover. But groups like Def Leppard, all bands, you start out, you play other people's stuff. What you really want to do is get on stage and expose people to your own stuff. But then, later on, you want to put some of your favorite songs back in because you love them so much.
Correct. I think everybody goes full circle. I think that's what happens, you know. It also gets a bit annoying over a period of 25 years of trying to explain to people that these were our true roots. But every time we'd come back with a new album, we would be put in the media as just this, like, British new wave of heavy metal. And it's like, no, you don't understand. We used T-Rex and Bowie and Sweet and Slade and Mott the Hoople and bands like that that influenced us to, you know, tug at the shirt sleeves of our parents and go, I want a guitar for Christmas. You know?
Late 60s, early 70s, British pop rock you're talking about.
Correct, absolutely. The only thing that we were exposed to as kids was the one solitary English top 40 channel, Radio 1, who played things like The Move and you know, people like Roy Wood and you know, a little bit more than the Beatles and the Stones, and which is why we didn't go there, because it's a little cliche, I think, that to be covering those guys as much as we love them to death. We wanted to place, well, they're not so much obscure, but these were our generation of songs that really stuck in our DNA, and you know, these 14 is a pretty honest collection of what we really are.
Well, you know, the Beatles, since you brought them up, they wanted to do something similar in 1970, and it failed because the original idea that became Let It Be was supposed to be called Get Back, and it was an attempt by the Beatles to get back to their roots and record some of their favorite songs from their younger days, and the whole project just sort of fell apart and never happened.
Yeah, it's a shame because it would have been an interesting, you know, I dare say their version of Yeah would have been Chuck Berry and Little Richard and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, all it is, you're just referencing a generation or two before your own. When your brain's a musical sponge, which is normally your early teenage years, it's a very influential and important part of your musical upbringing. And you could say the same things, you know, you could ask Eric Clapton. His stuff would be different, but I bet you he'd get just as much of a kick out of doing an album like this as we did.
Well, there are five guys in Def Leppard and 14 songs. So how did you guys figure out which 14 were going to make the cut? Because all five of you have your own favorites.
2.13 recurring.
No, but I mean, you had to have been forced to say goodbye to some of your own favorites, each one of you, in order to come to a consensus on the 14.
To a point, but it was not that difficult. There was not one argument. For example, when No Matter What was first thrown into the hat, everybody went absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because this is the kind of song that we'd have loved, dearly have loved to have written. With the T-Rex song, we were just happy enough to be doing any T-Rex song. I think if you polled everybody in this band as to what their favorite T-Rex song is, I think everybody would say Bang a Gong.
Okay, well, mine would be Ride a White Swan.
Yes.
Well, everybody has their own.
Yeah, of course. But the thing is with Bang a Gong, it's been done to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Power Station have done it. I mean, it's been done so many times. So we wanted to take something that was, you know, different. And most of these songs, especially for our American fans, are completely, they don't know them. They're unheard of. Rock On was a hit over here. But a lot of the T-Rex stuff didn't even get released over here.
Well, you cover ELO and of course, T-Rex and Thin Lizzy and Bowie. And a song that I guess you knew as being by the Nerves here in the United States, we knew it as a Blondie song.
We knew it as a Blondie song. I didn't find out about the Nerves till way later.
Oh, okay. Well, none of us ever heard of the Nerves before, so maybe this will be their moment of glory because they did it before Blondie did it.
Yeah, well, Jack Lee was a member of the Nerves, and he wrote it and recorded it in 76.
Uh-huh.
And Blondie took it in 78 and had a hit with it.
And then, of course...
And they're the only American band that we covered.
And then, of course, Sweet and Free and Stay With
the
Me.
The Faces.
The Faces, Roxy yeah. Music. The Kinks' Waterloo Sunset. What a great song that is.
It's a fantastic song. It's collectively one of our favorites on the record.
Now, how many of these are you going to perform as part of your show? You're touring with Journey in the United States starting on the 23rd of June.
Well, we don't want to kill people with too many new things, because in a live environment, people come to hear things that they know, and they'll indulge you to a point as long as you don't bore them to death.
But I'm just wondering if you're going to include a couple of these at least.
Yeah, you see them all running to the exits or to the t-shirt stand or the beer tent.
No, you just have to say, photographs next. Here's Hellraiser.
We're rehearsing 6 or 7 of them, some of them are going to be in the set all the time, and we'll have a few that kind of come in and out.
Well,
just to vary it up a bit. You know?
Def Leppard and Journey, it starts June 23rd in Camden, New Jersey, but in our area, Nikon at Jones Beach Theater on the 24th of June and the PNC Bank Art Center on the 27th. And if you want to see them at Mohegan Sun, you're out of luck already, because that's sold out. But Def Leppard and Journey, that's going to be a hit after hit after hit after hit after hit evening.
Yeah, we kind of got used to that on the last tour we did with Bryan Adams. It worked very well. I thought it was a good package. I don't particularly think it's the most wonderful thing when you see Def Leppard plus support and you don't know who's coming. It doesn't make for a great evening. I think if it's 3 hours of hits, it's more value for your dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do? Flip a coin to figure out who opens and who closes?
No, we're closing.
You're closing. Okay, yeah, no closing. Coin flips. All right. It's nice to have Journey along, but we're closing.
I think our two respective managements, they tossed that coin a while back.
Yeah. Well, it's Joe Elliott with us from Def Leppard. We'll be right back after this. Joe Elliott of Def Leppard with us this morning here at New York's only classic rock station, Q104.3. Well, you've decided to release as your first single from the album Rock On, which has actually been a hit here in the United States twice. It was a hit by David Essex in 73-74, and then in 1989 it was a hit by Michael Damian. I don't know if that was ever a hit in England, that version. I'm not sure.
I never heard of Michael Damian. Who's Michael Damian?
He was a soap opera actor. He had a huge hit with a cover version of Rock On in 1989. So we can go for hit version number 3.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Maybe it's just a good look charm. You know, back in 1970, there's a guy called Dave Edmonds, Welsh guitar player. Mm-hmm. Used to be in a band called Love Sculpture.
Yep,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, and he was in rock. He was with Nick Lowe.
He was with Nick Lowe. Okay, you know the very guy. Well, he had a hit in 1970 with a song called I Hear You Knocking.
Uh-huh.
And it was the fourth time that song had been to number one. So for any aspiring musicians out there that want a hit in England, go out and record I Hear You Knocking right now, because it's guaranteed to go to number one.
Well, your arrangement on Rock On is very distinctive.
Yeah, well, it's very different. You see, as kids, I remember we've discussed this. I didn't know everybody in Leppard when I was 12. But individually, we've discussed this like on and off occasionally since we recorded it, that we've all come to the conclusion that when we first heard Rock On, we all kind of looked at the radio and went, what's that? Because it wasn't the standard kind of song. It was, you know, it was just bass-driven, echoey vocal. There were no drums on it. It was a really weird arrangement and a very odd song. But we all bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just, you know, and we've never bought a David Essex record since. So that is one of those classic examples where you're not buying the record because it's the band, like, wow, here's a new Zeppelin or the new Who album. We just heard this, and in the days when you could save your pocket money up and buy 7-inch vinyl and just spin the one disc all week and actually not get bored, how we used to do things when we were 12, you know.
Well, the song was very spare, but it was very haunting.
Yeah, exactly. It was memorable and it was different, and that was the important thing. And it stuck in our DNA, you know. But when we listened back to it from an artist's point of view, as it were, to see what we would change, we didn't like some of the string stuff that they did. It sounded a bit dated. And we figured, you know, this song's just crying out for an end section that didn't exist. So we just wrote one. All right. David gets the publishing for it. He's a lucky man.
Well, let's enjoy it together. It's brand new from Def Leppard. The album is Yeah. It'll be released on Tuesday. And here's Rock On at Q104.3. It's Def Leppard, and it's Rock On from the album Yeah. And remember, the exclamation point is important. And we want to thank Joe Elliott for spending time with us this morning. And we're looking forward to seeing Def Leppard at the PNC and at Jones Beach. And we know you're looking forward to getting back on the road. And congratulations on the release of your new album, your 12th studio album.
Thanks, Jim. Absolutely, yeah, it is. Time flies, doesn't it? Good Lord.
Well, as long as you're having fun.
Absolutely. That's all right. What we're here for.
Thanks a lot for spending time with us here at Q104.
Pleasure.